The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, ve'amen.
Amen. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Marat Zekenati, Yafa Batzarav, Nishmat Avram Ben Esther, Baruch Hashem Tenihan Begin Aiden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied, Refuat Shlema, Moshe Ben Dina, Berachel Bat Chaya. Inna Refana Laim, Inna Refana Laim, Inna Refana Laim, Fata Nefesh, Fata Guf, Urfuatam, Kirov Arabo, Vechen Yirason, Venomar, Amen. We begin today's daf on Pe'a Amud Bet. We are starting right on the bottom line. Tanu Rabbanan Asarat Na'im Itna Yoshua. Yoshua ben Nun, when they came into Eretz Yisrael and he divided the land of Eretz Yisrael amongst the people, he made 10 different conditions that on menat these conditions they will settle the land. Number one, shiyu mar'in bachorashim. Okay, number one, that people are able to graze their animals in the forests, and people in the forest should not be makpid. And should allow their brethren to go do shepherding over there. Okay. Umelaketin etzin bistodehim. You're able to collect wood, I guess for fire, in the fields of others. And the people should not be makpid on such a thing. They need wood, so therefore they made a tekara. Don't be makpid on your wood. People need wood, they're allowed to go to any field they want and take the wood. Okay, as she says that. Bistei havero, v'chen asabim. Also grass. He needs grass for ma'akal behema. U'melaketin asabim. Okay, that's the wild grass, we'll say. That's growing wild, but you can take it also. Bechol makom, in any field. Chutz metiltan, except from a field of fenugreek. Because these over here, you're going to ruin the field if you take these out. So therefore, if you have a fenugreek field, the grass that grows next to it benefits the fenugreek. So therefore, in a field of fenugreek, you cannot take the grass that's next to it, because it's going to damage the fenugreek. But stop in a regular field where there's wild grass growing. Again, these are conditions to make the settlement more easy. The people should have a condition. Everybody's going to agree. Grass we give to each other. The wood we give to each other. Everybody can graze in the fields. Therefore, there's harmony amongst the people. Vekotmim neti'ot. What's called mimnati ot? You're allowed to cut branches from trees in order to take them and replant them, or in order to graft them in another plant. Bechol makom. The guy can go to his friend's field, cut the little branch in order to plant it.
The same type of tree
by him. Yeah. Belo yakpid ba'al ha'ilan, she says. And the ba'al ha'ilan should not be makpid. Chutz migrofiyot shel zayit. Okay, except if somebody cut, let's say, the olive tree. Yeah, grofiyot is two fists. So what are we worried about? Nashi. Hakotzet zetav. Lisrof. He's burning, he wants to burn them. So he cuts the olive tree. Maniyach shtei grofiyot maleh shnei igrofin. He's got to leave two fistfuls high of tree. Ven right. Mahlifot, so we can regenerate. Umotziot bedin. Misham en neketim netiyav tashim mafsid de grofiyot. Which means, I guess, if the tree is too low, so then already you cannot take from the, because it's not going to regenerate. Right. So you got to leave at least two grofiyot by the olive tree in order that it can grow. So they made a tekana. People want to go take wood to regraft it, to regrow it. Fine, but when it comes to the olive tree, you cannot take more than it's going to cause it to be two fistfuls lower, because then already you're going to have problems, not going to regrow. Okay. Umayana yotze b'tahila. You have a wellspring. It's in a field. B'nei mistapikin memenu. Everybody can go take water from there. It's a new wellspring. She says, mehadash. V'kot sheken mayanot yesherim. All the most of the old ones. Yeshan, kot sheken. Even a new one that just started to sprout. Everybody can go take water. Umehakin b'yamash el Tiberia. Everybody go fishing in Tiberia. Even though it's in Shevet Naphtali. But it's open fishing in Tiberia, in the Kinneret. Ubevad shelo yifros kela. Which means, you shouldn't put a wall in the middle of the water in order to trap the fish like that. V'yamid et ha-safina. Because that already is going to block the boats. Correct. So therefore, you're allowed to go fishing with regular nets, but no putting big walls in the water to catch the fish, because it's going to affect the boating industry. As she says, "Biyamash Tiberia, afapi shebeharik Naphtali aita." Good. Shalui fros kela derech tzayadim letkoa yitedot poles. Let's say in the middle of the water, velasud gedrech kanim. They make like reed walls. La lekod sham dagim vekolin lo bemkumenu gizer uberes ashkenaz kolin lo dacha. Again, because it blocks the boats. Vinifnim lachore agedir. Afilu besadim meleak karkom. And people need to relieve themselves. So the person, he has a field. So he can go to a guy's field, and he can relieve himself behind the fence. Even if on the other side of the fence is the spice called karkom, saffron, which is very expensive. There are a lot of people. People have to relieve them. They don't have bathrooms. Said you can go behind the guy's fence. They don't care what's on the other side. Even if it's an expensive item. And she says, which means the Gemara is going to explain, you're taking a rock from under the fence. Even though that's going to cause the fence to fall, maybe. Or you're putting a breach in the fence. Okay. The Gemara is going to continue. Umehalchin. Bishvile Arishut. Okay. In a field where there's no, let's say, wheat. So you're allowed to go to a guy's field, take a shortcut. They leave a path in the field so the people can access over there. Access. Until the second rainy season comes. Once the second rainy season comes, people are makpid now because now the stuff is growing. But until that point, nothing's growing. It's dry. It was summer. So nothing is planned, so therefore they can walk through the people's fields to take a shortcut. Rashi, umalchim b'shvil ha'reshut, stam b'nei adam shechnisu tevuatam, once already they cut their wheat, ad sh'at ha'zri'ah, until the next season, mafkirim sadotim nikanes b'em kol adam lekatzer et ha'derech. People are not makpid, let them walk on my field, big deal. She'lo yakif, they don't have to go around. V'em nikanin shvilei ha'reshut, lefi shebirshut osim. Shvile is a road. Rishut, and they give them permission. That was already Yeshua ben Nun made such a takana. Umistalekind letzide aderachim. Guys that are walking in the Rishut Rabim, they're able to walk on the border of somebody else's field, even though it's tibua on the field. Bepne yetedot aderachim, because sometimes the roads have stumbling blocks on them. They have all types of pits and things like that. She says, first she's telling us, how long do you have to be careful when you have to stop taking shortcuts into somebody else's field? That's a good day. Yudzayin Marhajvan is the second, the beginning of the second rainy season. That's when it starts to grow already. ומסתלקין לצידי הדרכים. What's that? בכל עת, אפילו בזמן שהתבואה בשדות. הפקיר לכל אדם לסתלק. יהושע אומר הפקיר, anybody can go on that, on the borders. בפני היתדות, because I guess the thorns and the different stumbling blocks. ולהיכנס לגבול שדה חברו ללך על המצר, אצל הדרך. Okay? ותועה בין הקרמים. Mefaseg ve'oleh, mefaseg ve'yored. A guy gets lost in the vineyard. So he's able to cut his way through. It's all vines. So he can break the vines to go through. Look at that, she says, Mepneh Yitidot HaDerachim. It's going back on the last one. Bimot HaHama Yavesh Atit. The street becomes hardened. The Nasaki Yitidot becomes like pegs, hard. The ground becomes hard. Makom Dirisat Adam Babimah Shadar Shusha Bimot HaHorev V'Nasuk Kish. It seems like maybe there's like potholes. I guess all the animals are trampling in the street during the winter, and it causes depressions. And then when it dries up, so you can't walk on the road. It's going up in ditches and that. So if you can go on the side, even though there's has a wheat field on the side, it's not a problem. Mefasek, menatek zemorot. You can cut the vines, hanosvot, ma'akevot, otov, ve'olev, yored, ad shemoset, until he finds the road. Okay. Umet mitzvah, kone mekomo. Guy died on the road, so he has nobody to bury him. Kone mekomo, you bury him where you found him, even if it's in the middle of somebody's field, and you don't take him somewhere else to get buried. Hashim mekomo, nakom shenafal sham be'et moto kena'on lekbura. Finished. He dies there. He owns it. Ve'en balasadeh me'akev alav. The balasadeh cannot be me'akev on him. So comes the Gemara now, is going to analyze the 10 takanot of Yoshua. Number one, Shiyu Mara'in Bahorshin. Now what? You're allowed to graze your animals in the wilderness, and the people are not going to be makpid. Amara papa. Lo amaran ela daka begasa. We're talking about over here where you want to graze. Be'ma daka in a field that has large trees, because those small animals are not going to destroy the trees. The trees are big trees. These animals are small, so we're not worried about a damage to the trees. Abal daka be daka, but bema daka in a forest that the trees are small, or gasa be gasa, big animals in a forest that has the big trees. No. That's what I'm saying. Well, the most big animals in a small forest is a problem. What's the logic? Because then already it's too much. They didn't want them to ruin the guy's forest. Let them graze a little. If it's going to cause excessive damage, no. You're allowed to take wood from other people's field. Lo amaran ela behizmi vehigi. Not regular good trees. Only like thorn bushes and thistles and things like that. Aval bishar etzim. That are not considered like thorny bushes and things like that. Lo. Vafilu behizmi vehigi. Even on those type of thorn bushes over there. Lo amaran ela bimhubbarim. Only ones that are attached to the ground. Aval bitlushim. Was tolesh them, that means he needs them. No, Yoshua ben Nun was not lenient to take those. Va'afilu b'mchubbarin, even the ones that are attached. Lo amanan ela belach, so the moist ones. Aval b'yveshim, those are too good. Those are good for burning. No, because he wants them. Ubelvad, shelo yisharesh, do not take the roots, because maybe the guy wants to regrow them. There's a lot of restrictions on that law as well. Okay. Continue. Umlaketin asabim. Wild grass. Right? You go in somebody else's field, pluck it, in order to give it to the animals. Bechol makom. Chutz misde tiltan. Except in a field of fenugreek. The memra de tiltan ma'alula asabim. To teach me what? You tell me that fenugreek, the grass that grows around it, benefits it? That's why Yoshua ben Nun was also to take the grass from the Tiltan. What a meanie, we have a contradiction. Tiltan. Sha'alta imini asabim. You have fenugreek that grew with other types of grass. En mechayevin oto la'akor. Which means the Bet Din does not obligate him to pluck out the asabim because of kilayim. Which means normally you're not allowed to have two different species together. So the guy's got the fenugreek with the grass. It seems it's two species. Normally, Betin goes around in Adar to warn the people that they better start plucking their kilayim out in the field. Mm-hmm. You don't have to warn a guy who has a fenugreek field, but leave the guy alone. You know why? Because he's going to do it on his own. Because the grass damages the fenugreek. Oh, that's a question. Because here we're saying, Adrabah, the grass is beneficial. But from the Gemara, it's Masmi, you don't even have to warn the field owner to do it, because he'll do it on his own. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yirmiya, Lakashya, Kan Lezera, Kan Lezirin. Depends. Lezera, for the seeds, and what is talking about? Where it's lezirin, in order to eat the fenugreek themselves. Lezera, which was a person, let's say, planted the tiltan for the seeds of the fenugreek, kashul asabim. If you're interested in the seeds of it, then the grass is harmful. The mechashela, it weakens the fenugreek. However, lezirin, if you're eating the actual stalk of the item, ma'alula, then already the grass is beneficial. It makes it rests on it.
This is something to lean on.
To lean on, exactly. And therefore it gets it grows better. Another answer. Le Adam kan le bema. Depends what you're using the fenugreek for. If you planted it for the animals, asabim nameh mev'ayla. He needs the grass also. Just like he needs the fenugreek for the animals, you can't take his grass, because he needs it as well. However, if you're planting the fenugreek for human beings, you don't care for the grass. So therefore, you can take the guy's grass.
How do you know?
How you know what he planted the fenugreek for? How do you know if it was for human consumption or animal consumption? Amar papa, share. Mishare le Adam. Lo share mishare le behema.
That was set up.
Bad setup. If you set it up in rows, it's a nice setup, then you're doing it for human consumption. However, lo share mishare, if you didn't put it in rows just wildly growing, then you know it was for the animal consumption.
Gemara continues. We're up to the fourth takana of Yoshua ben Nun that he made when they settled the land. V'chotmim neti'a b'chol makom, which means you're able to cut neti'ot, the soft branches of the trees, in order to enhance growth, or to plant them, or to graft them. Hutz min grofiyot, which means shel zayit. Unless you have two tefahim left on the zayit tree, so then already you can't cut anymore, because you need to give it enough branches in order to regenerate itself. Pirshu Rabbi Tarhum Rabbi Biryas Mishum Zaken Echad. So they explained the name of Zaken Echad. They said that's Rabbi Yoshua ben Nevi. Bezayit, which means it's talking about a Zayit Kabesa. Bekanim ubegefanim menapekak ulma'ala nishar kula ilanot min ubo shel ilan velo min hudo shel ilan she'enu ose perot. ולא מן הישן שהוא עושה פירות מכל מקום שאינו רואה את החמה. Let's just finish the statement. ולא במקום שהוא רואה את החמה שנאמר וממגד תבואות שם. So it's giving you all the laws over here of how you're cutting the trees. And when we talked about עד זית, we're talking about a healthy tree. So you have to leave at least a shiur of a kabetza from the ground. So you're able to cut from the leaves or from the branches, the high branches, above a kabetza from the ground. Okay, so that's... it says over here, kelomar ha-mirchak b'makom ha-hetech, from the place where you cut at geza ha-etz, to the trunk of the tree, sarich liyot shaveh lepot le-orech shel betza. Okay, so he holds it's a betza. Bekanim or begefanim, what's kanim? Kanim is reeds, and gefanim is vines. So you can cut the big leaves off, or the branches off, min a pekak. That is the, literally pekak is the knot that's close to the geza, to the trunk, ulma'la. Okay? That's where you can cut from. Ubishar kuna ilanot, min ubo shel ilan. From the, literally, ubo is the fruit of the tree. From the anafim harakim vadakim, so from the top of the tree, from the soft branches. Velo min hudo shel ilan. And not from the ikar of the ilan, that's the bigger branches, and the wider ones, those are actually trees by themselves, and therefore you cannot cut them. Okay, all different laws over here. She'enu ose perot, velo min, again, min ahadash, you're able to cut the trees down, new trees, last year. She'enu ose perot, they don't grow fruit. Not from trees that once they stop producing fruit, you can't cut them down at all. Min makom she'en retahama, and even the trees that we let you cut, it's only on the side of the tree that doesn't see the sun, on the shady side of the tree. However, velom makom shuroe tahama, not the, the sunny side of the tree. Why should emar when Moshe was blessing the shevet of Yosef umimeged Tevuot Shamish. So there it's referring to the sweet fruit that grow from the light of the sun. So you see the ikar of the tree is on the sunny side, as she says. Sivivot stadim machos of the shu ikar ilan. The ikar ilan is on the sunny side. Shehamam vashel shamit aperi umamtiko. Okay, it sweetens the fruit. Okay, that's the basic rule of what you're allowed to cut and what was the tekana of Yoshua ben Nun. Okay, we continue. Ma'ayana yotze tehila. We said a fountain that, let's say, just came out in somebody's field, so everybody's able to benefit from it and drink water from it. That was one of the tekanot of Yeshua. These people of the city are able to benefit from it. But you got to compensate. You got to pay for the water. The halakha does not follow that they get the water for free. They're able to go fishing in the waters of Tiberia, even though that halak was shevet Naphtali. No, you cannot build the poles in the middle of the water. The amid at the safina, because it's going to block the ships and the boats. Aval said, "Who bid rishtot ubemachmerot." However, he's able to use rishtot, is the nets, and machmerot is the hooks. Regular fishing. Tarabana, we have a bright brishona. Hitnu shevatim zayim ze shelo yifros kidi'ah v'yamid et ha'safina. So according to this braita, you didn't need Yoshua ben Nun to make this takana. Already the tribes amongst themselves made a takana that nobody could put the poles in the water because it's going to block the boats. According to this braita, Yoshua ben Nun's takana was only that everybody else can go fishing there. But the takana of the blocking the boats was already an accepted minhag amongst the tribes themselves. Aval tzadu birishtot ubemachmerot. However, they're able to fish with the nets and the machmerot. That was the initial braita. Correct. And then Yoshua ben, you see, they have to say the braita is talking about the tribe itself. The tribe itself, Naphtali, was able to go fishing, and then Yoshua expanded it and let everybody go fishing. The braita is just saying that they made it in themselves. Nobody could put poles. Inter-tribal. Nobody could put poles, and nobody could go fishing except Shevet Naphtali with the nets. And then Yoshua ben Nun came and expanded it to everybody else. Rabbanan, Yama shel Tiberia b'chalko shel Naphtali hayta. Okay, the Yam Tiberia was in Naphtali's part. Ve'lo od ela shenatan melo hevel harem bedroma. But they also got a piece of strip of land on the southern side. And she says, melo hevel shel metzuda haya, lo bedroma.
I guess they gave him on the south side enough land in order to give him space to stretch out his nets to go fishing. So he did get part of the land itself also. Yam, they got the yam and the darom. Also got a piece of the darom that they were yoresh. Tanya Rabbi Shlomo ben Elazar Omer, Kedushin Shebeharim, the items that are talush, that are cut, that are found in the mountains, be'azkat kol ha'shevatim him omdim. That belongs to everybody. Okay? It's referring to the etzim. The etzim that are talush. public property. Any shevet can take it. Umechubarim, and the ones that are attached to the ground, be'azkat osho shevet. Whichever shevet is in that piece of land, so it belongs to him. As she says, be'azkat kol shevetim, kol mi shirtze yitol. Daki metaltele oshar shlal v'ham malkut. It's like the spoils of the land. So whatever you find disattached belongs to everybody. Ve'en lecha kol shevet v'shevet Mi'Israel she'en lo bahar u'b'shefila u'b'negev u'b'emek. Every single tribe of Israel got a part of the land in the mountainous region, in the valley region, Benegev, in the south, and in the Emek, and in the valley. Shenemar, Penu, Osu Lachem, Ubo Har Emori, Velkot Shechena Barava, Bahar, Beshefela, Ubenegev, Ubhof Hayam. Which means each tribe got pieces of land in all the different sides and places of Eretz Yisrael. וכן אתה אומר, וכן אתה מוצא בכנענים ובפריזים ובאמוראים שלפניהם. Which means that's where the land was divided also by the inhabitants before the Jewish people came in. שנאמר, ואל כל שכניו, אמה שכניו, אך יבואו. And she says, וכן אתה מוצא בכנענים, אף הפי שכתוב כאן, הר האמורי, אף כנענים ופריזים ככה היו להם. Which means, even though it's hard, but they were also, they were in the north, they were in the south, they were all spread over. בישראל שירשו, היה לכל אחד הר ושפלה ונגב ועמק. Each one had all four items. When they divided the Eretz Sadot, they had the Obekaot, Shekorin, Lachin, Neknet, Negev, Shekot She'ahi Neguva. That Negev is referring to the moist land, because it's always moist. She'en Sham Tzel Ilanot V'chama Zulachat U'menegev Ta'a. Which means it's a sunny area, so it's called Negev, it's always dry. And Negev is dry, because the sun always dries up the moisture in that land over there. Okay, so each person got... a nice portion. Everybody got a different selection of the land. Okay, v'niftim la'chore ha'geder, v'afilu b'sadeh shum el'a karkom. So what do we say? They made a takana Yoshua ben Nun, that a person has to relieve himself. He can relieve himself behind the fence, even though the behind the fence is karkom, it's very expensive. So it says, amara v'ahabar Yaakov don't s'cha ela li'to le'menu seror. What does it mean you can relieve yourself? The hadush, you can take a piece of rock, even though now you're going to cause a hole in the fence, that's mutar. Amar Rav Chasda v'afilu b'Shabbat. Even on Shabbat, it is going to be mutar. Okay, that's a chadush. Maybe you say it's soter. You're demolishing. He says, no, it's okay. Because you're from the fence. Even though, because the chadush is, the only time it's assumed in the Torah to demolish is soter al-menat libnot. This is soter shalo al-menat libnot. So therefore, it'll be, let's say, Isur Midrabanan. So, Mekom Kavod, Kavod Abiriyot, Lo Gazru. Okay. In any event, the Gemara says, Morzutra Hasida, Shakir Umhadir. Morzutra Hasida, he would take a rock, but if he would take the rock, he would put it back. Ba'amadir Shema'e, he would tell the rock, Zil Shirkeh. Zil Shirkeh, he would tell his servant during the week, Shirkeh, go put it back. And he would use the rock on Shabbat, but he didn't put it back on Shabbat. After Shabbat, he said, go put it back. Okay. Umalchim b'shvila ha'reshut, you're able to walk in the streets, shvila ha'reshut, on the side, ad shetered vi'ah sheniyah, which means when they're walking in the streets, we said over there, we said that they're able to walk on these roads, until the rainy season. Once the rainy season comes, you can't walk in the guy's field anymore, because you're gonna ruin his field, right? So Amar Papa, Vehai Didan Afilu Tal Kashela. He says our lands in Bavel, Karkad Didan Afilu Tal Yered Aleh Balayla Kashela Dirisat Regel Macholato. Well, so therefore he held. Forget about rainy season. Once you have dew, already stepping on the field is gonna ruin it. It becomes too soft. So in Bavel, you weren't even allowed to walk in the guy's fields, bichlal, because once they have to do on the fields, it already makes it too moist and it's going to ruin it. Misalikin sedei derechim apnei yitidot derechim. So we said when the guy's walking in the street, after the rainy season, the streets are all filled with the ground becomes hard, right? Yitidot derechim, because those are like pegs that are in the ground, potholes and things like that. So you're allowed to walk on the side of the street, even though you're walking on the border of somebody's field. Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda v'shaklev azleh beorcha. Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda were walking together on the road. Hava, Mr. Dick Shmuel is there. Shmuel was following halacha. He was walking on the side, but brushing up against somebody's field. Amad Rabbi Yehuda, Tanaim shetna Yoshua afidu beBavel. They're in Babel. What do you mean? The Yoshua's rules are applied to Babel. Amar le shani omer afidu b'chus la'aris. Yeah, I hold that Yoshua's laws apply wherever there's a settlement of Jews, even in Chutza la'aris. And Koshekim Bevel, because the Shayarot Mitzriot, as she says, Koshekim Bevel, she Mitzriot, Shem Shayot, Ve'omlim, Ve'eshavim, Ve'osaknet, no, which means, I hold not even Bevel, everywhere in the Chutz La'aretz. Koshekim Bevel was a great traffic between Eretz Yisrael and Bevel, so it was included. Rabbi, V'Rib Hayav, V'Shaklev, Azdeh Borcha. Okay, the rabbis were walking on the road. Istalak, V'Nisteh Derechim. Okay, so they moved to the side, because I guess there was these stumbling blocks on the street. Hava, there was a rabbi called Rabbi Yehuda ben Kenusa. He was walking in front of them, in the middle of the street. Who is this person over here showing ga'avah in front of us? I mean, he wants to be mahmir, not to walk on the sides of the street. He's walking in the middle of here. What do you think he is showing off in front of us over here? He says, Amar le Rabbi Chaya, Shemer Rabbi Yehuda ben Kenusa, Talmidi Hava. No, he's my student. Rabbi Yehuda ben Kenusa. V'chol ma'asav l'shem shamayim. Now you can trust him. Whatever he does, he's l'shem shamayim. Ki batu l'gelbe hazir. They saw him. Amma le'ilav Yehuda ben Kenusa'at. If we didn't know that you're l'shem shamayim, Yehuda ben Kenusa'at, gizurtanu l'shakach b'gizad fazda'at. Cut your legs off with a iron saw. Which means, he would say, I put you in chayrim. Because you have no right to be walking and being mahmir when you're allowed to walk on the side. What are you showing off? But I found that you're l'shem shamayim, so I'll let you go. That she says, "Gedulato shumar elanu shaya yere shamayim meod." You can't flaunt yirat shamayim. He was flaunting his yirat shamayim in public. Ve'enu choshesh le tenai shetnai Yoshua u'mechzik yuara. Looks like he's better than us. Because that the first second Amad nidui. Okay. Hatoreh b'rakid amim mafsig v'yored mafsig v'odeh. So what do we say? Guy's walking in the vineyard and he's lost, so he could cut the branches as he's walking, correct? In order for him to find his way out. You see a friend lost in the vineyard. So you can move the branches away for him, you know, cut the branches in order that he can find his way out. Either to get into the city, or the guy himself. Amongst the vineyards. He's able to cut the branches and go up, and go down. What do you need? If you tell me the friend can do it for you, so certainly you should be able to do it for yourself. So his friend knows the way out. Therefore, we'll let him cut, because that's going to destroy the whole field. He'll cut exactly where he has to go to get him out. But the guy himself was just cutting, randomly. Don't let him cut. Let him just walk to the border of the place, and then figure out what to do over there. Maybe I won't let him cut through the vineyard. That what? That he's allowed to. Okay. So Gemara says that a question. Which is, what do we need a Takanav Yoshua Benun to allow me to help my friend who's lost to cut the branches? We have a Deoraita law that tells me that if my friend is lost, I have an obligation to show him the way. How do we know that the Tanya, Hashavat Gufo Minayin, how do you know you have to return a person to himself? Which means you return him. Because if a person is lost, you have to do everything to save him. So what do I need Yoshua Benu to make a takana for this? Deoraita, who deka'e b'mitzre? Yeah, the Deoraita just tells you to take him out of the vineyard, to put him on the border. And then let him go walk around. However, Atahu Takin Mefsig V'Odeh Mefsig V'Odeh. Yeshua was Metakin. He go through. I guess it's shorter. He can go through even by cutting the field. Right? She says, "Deoraita b'metzeh yakif sivivot metzalei kerami v'lo yavo betochov yafsidim." Right? Go around. Take the long cut. So Yeshua benu Metakana. You can even go through and cut the fields. Comes the Gemara and says, "Umet mitzvah kerami komo." He made a takana that what? Met mitzvah kana mikomo. God forbid if somebody dies, so you bury him right on that spot. What do you mean? We have a contradiction. I would say met mutar be istreya in the middle of the Rishut Rabbim. the Faneh or the Yamin, Estreya, or the small Estreya. So you bury him on the right side or the left side. You don't bury him in the middle of the street, you move him to the side, to the right or the left. Sadeh Bur, V'Sadeh Nir. Okay, you have on one side a Sadeh Bur. What is Sadeh Bur? Now she says, Mikan Estreya V'Sadeh Nir Mikan, V'Faneh V'Sadeh Bur Nir Harush V'Lo Zaruah. So you have a nir. Nir is it's plowed, but they didn't plant yet. Bur is it's just an empty field. So you don't want to ruin the plowed field. So therefore it says, mefaneh l'sdeh bur, bury the guy on the sdeh bur, so at least less damage. Right? Now stay nir b'sdeh zera. Let's say on one side of the road you have a plowed field, on the other side you have a planted field. First it's just nir, it's just plowed, you didn't plant yet. So obviously the planted field is more valuable, so bury him on the plowed field. Mefaneh l'sdeh nir. Right? You're put him on the plowed field. What if they're both the same? So put them wherever you want. But bottom line, we have a question. Because he is saying, not Kana Mekomo, you got to move them.
Right.
And the we're talking about where he's lying. On the width of the Reshut HaRabim. So therefore, we don't want to bury him in that spot over there. Because if you're going to bury him in that spot over there, Kohanim are going to walk by, and it's going to be a problem, Ohel, and things like that. So when he's buried, when they find him in the course of the Reshut HaRabim like that, then you move him. Once you're moving him, I move him to the closest place. But in the case where we said, Mekomo, in a place where it's not going to be a stumbling block for the Kohanim. As she says, Ala metzar mutal v'roha baderech v'ovrim u'ma'ahilin alav, they ma'ahil on the mit, ose taharot u'mtame'ot, it's going to cause the guy to become tameh, so therefore in that case you move, but in a regular case where he's very straight, let's say on the street, you're able to bury him there. The Kol Makom should say, Amre, Asarane, Hatzare Havyan. Oh, if you count them up, there's actually 11 takanot. We said Yeshua made 10, but there's 11, so what do you mean? Gemara says, Mehalchim b'shvil l'reshut Shelomo Amra. Which means, this business over here that allows you to walk to the guy's field, Shvil l'reshut, that was really a takana of Shelomo HaMelech. That was from before, from after Yeshua ben Nun. Okay, so I'll take that off the list. Kedetanya, hare shekalu perotav min ha-sadeh, kalu perotav, the fruit season is over. That's it. You're waiting until next season. And the guy's still stubborn. He doesn't let people go into his field and take the shortcut. What do the people say about such a guy? What hana'ah does he get? We're not ruining his field. What does he care? And we're not damaging him. Which means if you can do good, don't do bad. Is there a pasuk like that? No pasuk like that. Gemara says, "In." There's a concept like that, but in the pasukim, "Ketiv ki haygavna." It's written something similar like that. Al timanat tove be'alav be'yot le'el yadecha la'asot, which means, "Do not refrain good from your friend if you have a chance to do it." Why should you refrain when you have an opportunity? There's no fruit in the field. Let the guy take the shortcut. So you see, right? That was from Shlomo HaMelech's time that he made this takanavetu deka. Oh, there's only 10. We have Rabbi Yehuda's takana de Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Amir. At the time that they used to take the garbage and throw out the refuse, Adam, which is the Rishut Harabim. She's in the winter months, you're able to throw the Zebel into the Rishut Harabim directly. Vesovro kol Shiloshim, and you could pile it. 30 days you could leave it in the Rishut Harabim because they want the people to trample on it. Why? Kedeshim Nishuf Bregle Adam Bregle Behema. Why? And because then it turns into fertilizer. Then you take it back and put it in your field. So Yeshua ben Nun made that takana. And we know that she'al menat kin had Yeshua the Yisrael the Taris. So it's another takana that you're able to throw the zevil in the Reshut HaRabim for 30 days at a time. How come he didn't count it? We have another takana that was stated by Rabbi Ishmael. Son of Rabbi Yohanan Menuka de Tanya. Rabbi Ishmael ben Roch, Rabbi Yohanan Menuka Omer. Tonight, What's that case? That's talking about the beehive. Which means, say a guy had a beehive. Okay? All the bees flew to somebody else's tree. Now, if you're going to take one bee at a time, they're all going to fly away. So they let you cut the whole branch off to take the bees back, then you pay the guy. But Yehoshua ben Nun made that takana in Eretz Yisrael in order to make it easy. Otherwise, the guy's going to lose his whole beehive. As she says, Nahil shel devorim, sharku l'sadeh havero, v'netyasheva al shukhata shel ilan. And on the top of the tree there. If you told echad, echad, you take one at a time, hit porchot, they're going to fly away. Ve'ovdot. Cut the branch off and pay money and finish. There's another one that they made also. Two guys are walking in the street. One guy's walking with a barrel of honey. One guy's walking with a barrel of wine. The barrel of honey is more expensive. So what happened? The guy's honey broke. So now he needs to save the honey. That's oozing out of the, but you need the barrel. So the guy should empty out his wine. Empty out your wine, catch the honey, and let the guy pay you for the wine from his honey. That's the bit also from Yehoshua ben Nun. And she says, bottom of the page, Umatzil dufshana, zeba bekadosh el yayin, zeba bekadosh el dvash. Venestika chavit shel dvash, a crack in the dvash, vechen zeba bechavilot pishtan. That's the next case. Read it in the Nashi already. Zeba bechavilot pishtan. This guy has flax on his donkey. Al hamoro v'zeba b'chavidot aitzim. What happened? Umet hamoro shel baal pishtan. And the pishtan was expensive. The hamor died. So what do we say? Yifrog zet aitzav v'to'ano. Let the guy empty his wood and take the pishtan and he pays him back for the wood. That's also what tonight. Read that inside two lines on the bottom. V'tanai betinu shehez him mefarek et aitzav. Let him unload his wood v'to'in Pishtano shel havero v'noter demei aitzav mitok pishtano shel havero, let him pay him back in pishtan for the wood. Shalmanat kenin chal Yehoshua yosei ta'ares. So why then didn't you count these cases? So Gemara says, bihida'e lo ka'amrinan. We are not talking about da'at yachid. Which means, when we said asarat tena'im, it said stam over there. Which is, we didn't say any hakamim's name. This was a stam braita over there. As if it said, the fidat rabim. These four are only said according to one opinion. They're all quoted by one rabbi. If we're quoting the ones that are likula alma, we're not quoting the da'at yachid that was said in the name of one rabbi. Which means, the braita that were brought over here were said by the Yehudah ben Yishmael ben Osher ben Yohanan ben Beroka. We're not discussing da'at yachid. Gemara says, that's it. Da'at yachid. Baruch Adonai le'olam, amen ve'amen.